I'm joined today by best-selling author John Bevere to discuss his latest book. John, it's great to be with you.
It's so good to be with you.
Now, John, tell me what prompted you to write this book at this point in your spiritual journey.
Well, you know, first and foremost, every book that I've written, God has spoken to me very clearly to do it in prayer. And the message is really directed to all believers, whether they're evangelical or denominational believers or spirit-filled believers, because what we've done is, in the church, we have so well preached the grace of God, that the grace of God will forgive us of our sins and that the grace of God will bring us to heaven. However, what has been so neglected in so many circles is what the grace of God does in our life as believers now in this earth, from the time we are forgiven and we become saved and born again till the time we leave. Grace, I find to be such a powerful, powerful gift that God has given in our lives that enables us to live the way truth demands of us to live.
Now, you've said that many followers of Christ do not live powerful, productive lives because they just don't understand who God made them to be. But with so many resources available to Christians like the Bible, church, and even many books, what keeps them from this understanding?
Simply not believing the integrity of God's Word. So many people, they're reading scriptures and they're reading it through the lens of their experience or the lens of what their teachers have taught them or the lens of what their maybe their denominational traditions have been, instead of just really believing the integrity of God's Word. And this happens because of one or two things. People will interpret the Bible through theirs or others' experiences rather than judging their experiences through the integrity of the Word of God. And the second reason is they take as face value what a teacher states instead of following the examples of the Berean Christians in the book of Acts, who searched out diligently the scriptures to see if the things that Paul spoke were true. And so I'm very, very passionate about this because I believe that there is a generation out there of people who are very sincere, and I mean more than I've ever seen before, very sincere about serving God, reaching others, helping others, but yet they need the power of God to do it. And so I'm very excited, and I believe this book will really open up people's hearts to this very thing.
And their lack of their hearts being open is indeed crippling to a Christian. So why is this lack of understanding so devastating?
You know, the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 13, God says, "My people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge." I think the one thing that all of us as believers have to understand is that as Christians, God expects us to study to show ourselves approved, to dig into the nuggets, the golden nuggets of the Word of God, to discover who He has made us in Christ. You know, Jesus paid a tremendous price for us to be free, for us to be forgiven, but He also paid that very same price for us to become literally brand new creations, children of God. And as the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Peter said it like this in 2 Peter chapter 1. He said that we have become partakers of the divine nature. When we understand this, because the Bible is a faith book, you have to believe first, then you see the desired result. When we believe what God has already spoken over us, then we flourish and become that. So the lack of the understanding of this has so crippled us, it basically leaves us as people to walk as we did before we were saved, yet with the knowledge that we've been forgiven and on our way to heaven. God desires us to do so much more. He desires us to live as Jesus lived on this earth, and that's 1 John chapter 2, verse 6.
What is the one critically important idea that you'd like every reader to never forget after reading this book?
Grace has basically been reduced down to being forgiven of sins and going to heaven, as I've said. It's an amazing impact, empowering of God in our life that we need to strive for. I want people to walk away from this book not only knowing mentally, but excited in their hearts that they have so much more available to them, many of them, than what they've walked in. I believe that people, after they reading this book, are never going to see Christianity as a mundane life, working an 8-to-5 job, retiring one day, than dying and eventually going to heaven. I believe they're going to realize, wow, I need more time to get accomplished what God has put in my heart to get accomplished. I have so much to do. And that's what I'm really hoping for, that, you know, the Bible says where there is no hope, the people perish. And where there's no vision, hope, people perish. I believe people are going to come away from this book with such hope of reaching out to people through an ability that is so far beyond their own ability, and that is the grace of God.
Well, John Bevere, we do appreciate your time, your talents, and all that you're doing for God. Thanks so much for your time today.